Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, May 5th. Tune in Tuesday. You know, yesterday I mentioned Father Abraham. Well, at the end of the podcast today, we're going to play a little of that song just to remind you of the promises of God to Abraham to have many sons, and we're included in that promise as the seed of Abraham was a blessing to all nations, specifically Jesus Christ, our Lord. Also today, I want to say a late happy birthday to Miss Pat Ferguson, who helps out at the church with Dr. Kelly Hatley, with the music ministry, and also with Active Christian Living. Her birthday was on Sunday, and I just missed it. And Miss Pat, I just want to say happy birthday. We love you. And we hope that all of our friends who are on the Mella Brook Singers Tour are having a wonderful experience. And we pray alongside you even now that the Lord is using you as you sing at the different facilities to bring joy and the gospel hope to those whom you serve. Our passage in Genesis today is the second portion of Genesis 17. Remember yesterday we talked about circumcision as a sign of the covenant. And today, God is going to give a new name to Abraham's wife, and he's going to remind Abraham that the covenant promises are going to come through the line of Sarah. Starting in verse 15, God said to Abraham, "As for your wife Sarai, do not call her Sarai, for Sarah will be her name. I will bless her. Indeed, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she will produce nations. Kings of people will come from her." Abraham fell face down. Then he laughed and said to himself, "Can a child be born to a 100-year-old man? Can Sarah, a 90-year-old woman, give birth?" So Abraham said to God, "If only Ishmael were acceptable to you." But God said, "No. Your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will name him Isaac. I will confirm my covenant with him as a permanent covenant for his future offspring. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will certainly bless him. I will make him fruitful and will multiply him greatly. He will father 12 tribal leaders, and I will make him into a great nation. But I will confirm my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this time next year." When he finished talking with him, God withdrew from Abraham. So Abraham took his son Ishmael, and those born in his household or purchased, every male among the members of Abraham's household, and he circumcised the flesh of their foreskin on that very day, just as God had said to him. Abraham was 99 years old when the flesh of his foreskin was circumcised, and his son Ishmael was 13 years old when the flesh of his foreskin was circumcised. On that very day, Abraham and his son Ishmael were circumcised, and all the men of his household, whether born in his household or purchased from a foreigner, were circumcised with him. Before we move on, I just want to talk a little bit about this passage. And as I was reading it, I was just reminded that Ishmael was born when, if I'm doing the math right, Abraham was like 86 years old. And so Abraham had taken measures into his own hands, but he had waited a while for the Lord to confirm his covenant. And I just wrestle with the same doubt sometimes I think that Abraham had, like, Lord, are you going to come through on this? And then I'm reminded from the wisdom of others and also from the Proverbs that God's ways are not our ways, and that we can't lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, we have to acknowledge the Lord and he will direct our path. So Abraham and Sarah, they tried to take matters into their own hands and really it came up empty, but God said, I'm still going to have my plan and my purposes, and they will succeed. And that is a hopeful message in the end. And so I just pray that today, whatever you're wrestling with, that you're wondering how the Lord is going to come through, that you'll be reminded that God, even if we're waiting, that He still has His plans and His purposes, and He is at work. Let's move now to the Psalms, to Psalm 114, and this is about God's deliverance of Israel and how the physical world responds to God delivering the people of Israel from Egypt. It talks about the mountains and how they skipped like rams and how the waters turned back and the sea fled. It's a very, very interesting psalm. And Doug Webster says in his commentary, the eight verses are composed of 14 paired relationships that are the same but different. So we want to be looking for those. Some of them are Israel and Jacob, Judah and Israel, sea and the Jordan River, mountains and hills, rams and lambs. You get the point, right? The purpose of this literary composition, he says, according to Patrick Reardon, is to slow us down and make us go over everything twice. He says the Psalm's ultimate aim is to get the people of God to take the God of the Exodus seriously. The psalmist reframes the Exodus in a startling new way. Psalm 114. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people who spoke a foreign language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled. The Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why was it, sea, that you fled? Jordan, that you turned back? Mountains, that you skipped like rams, hills like lambs? Tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the flint into a spring. Thank you for listening along as we have read God's word together today. In verse 4, the mountains skip like rams. This may be a reference to the quaking at Mount Sinai. When the Lord appears, it seems as though the cosmos responds to His presence. This connects with another time when creation itself reacted at the sounds and the sight of Jesus being crucified. The Bible tells us that there was darkness over the land from about noon to 3 p.m. while Jesus was on the cross. And at the moment of Jesus' death, that the earth shook and the rocks were torn open. And even in the temple, the veil was torn and tombs opened in the world and bodies were raised. The God of creation is so powerful over God's creation. So what do we do with this? I think we sit in awe. And we watch for the ways that the Lord is showing us Himself in creation. And may we be mindful that He is majestic and powerful and creator of all things. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank You for Your beautiful plan of redemption. We thank You that You do the impossible through an old womb, 90 years old, but still it was Your plan and You had Your purposes. And we thank You for Father Abraham and the promise of redemption and blessing through his line. We also thank You, Lord, for this psalm today that reminds us that You turn a rock into a pool and that the earth trembles at Your presence, and that You are the one who rescues and redeems. Bless my brothers and sisters today, whatever they face. Remind them of Your watch care and teach them to do Your will, for You are their God. Through Jesus Christ, we pray together. Amen.